Okay.
Yeah.
Would you ever call it a grinny?
No.
What's an animal with a very strong offensive odor?
Well, a polecat.
Yeah. Animal that hops along the ground.
A rabbit.
Well, I'm thinking about something else. It has very strong hind legs. I should say it jumps, I guess. Big jump. You know, sometimes people kill them and eat the hind legs. They gig them. They go gigging.
Oh, you're talking about a frog.
Yeah. See, I didn't want to say the word. I wanted you to say it.
Talking about a frog. I thought you was talking about some animal like
a kangaroo.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. Okay, well now, are there any different kinds of frogs?
Well, you know, there's tree frogs and there's these little old frog toad frogs, and then there's frogs that you eat, you know.
You got any name for the one you eat?
Bullfrog.
Oh, now hold everything. Let me get this down.
Listen, sit up on that couch.
All right, bullfrog is the one you eat.
Yeah.
Now, what's the difference between a tree frog and a toad frog?
Well, a tree frog, you know, is white, light colored, and he goes up in trees and hollers, you know. And a toad frog's on the ground. They're different colors, too. Gray.
Right, the tree frog is white and a light color.
Yeah.
And the toad frog is gray. Right?
Mm-hmm, brownish gray. You don't just make me just tire you up, and I hate to.
What do you call a worm used for bait in fishing?
Well, they call it a fishing worm.
Yeah.
Earthworm.
Oh, no, wait a minute. All right, earthworm. Anything else?
That's all I...
What about a very large worm used for bait?
A grub worm.
No. You said that sort of with a question in your voice.
Well, I know, but I meant that's on the worms that I know that's large, you know, and they bait usually.
Okay. An insect that glows at night.
Lightning bug.
Yeah. What about a large winged insect seen around water? You know, it has a slender body about that long and delicate wings. You see it flying over a pond or a lake.
I don't know about that one. I don't believe.
Let me give you the words I have here and see if any of them sound
familiar. Why not put it in there?
It'd be all right.
Have you ever called an insect like that a darning needle? Or a devil's darning needle?
Well, I've heard of devil's darning needles.
You think you've used that yourself?
No, I don't believe I have, but I have heard the word.
What about dragonfly? Or is... I don't know how to pronounce this myself. Earsaw, or spindle, or mosquito hawk, or sewing needle, or snake doctor, or snake feeder.
Well, snake doctor, I've heard of that. I mean, use that. We've seen that.
Mm-hmm. So you've heard devil's darning needle and snake doctor.
Yeah.
But you don't think you've used them?
Well, I guess I've used snake doctors because I've told the kids that's what they were, you know,
that's
but
all I
don't
know. Okay. Very good. A non-stinging insect.